Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hector Corona, Happy New Year. How are you, sir?
Happy New Year, John. I wish you all the best, and Brenda and all the listeners, thank you so much for an incredible year.
Can't you hear the smile in this man's voice? He's always smiling. He's always maybe chuckling sometimes, but always casting a positive light on things. This is Hector Corona, who with his wife owns something called City Kids Camp. It's an old church camp they bought southwest of Peoria, and they've turned it into a camp for kids in Chicago or central Illinois, disadvantaged, who might not have a chance to go to a camp ever. And then that camp exists. And each year, for the last couple years now, we have dedicated a weekend to send WGN radio listeners down there to clean it up in the spring. Hector, I suppose you have it on your calendar. May Day, May 1st is the day.
May 1st, exactly.
I want my listeners to put that on their calendar. That's the weekend that we're going to let people sign up, come down, stay down there, and have a fun happy hour Friday night, and then a full day of cleaning and painting and trimming and getting the camp ready for the kids. That'll be the weekend of May 1st. Sound good?
It sounds great, John, and I'm so sad that your wife, Brenda, actually had the hardest job, which is clean the cabins. Oh, my God.
Brenda led
a
contingent of people in there. And, you know, this is the difference between you and me and the likes of my wife. We walk in and we'll sweep it out and go, it looks good. And Brenda goes, oh, we've got to clean this thing. You know, we moved all of the beds over to one corner. Then we got on our hands and knees, mopped the floors, cleaned the walls, knocked down the cobwebs. And it looked good when we were done, didn't it?
The funny thing is, I had sent my kids there previously and they cleaned all six cabins in 3 hours. So they told me they did a great job. And then finally your wife shows up with other beautiful women and they just cleaned it like it was beautiful the way they left them.
Well, I thought it looked pretty good when we walked in. It looked better when we left. I'll say that. I don't want to disparage the efforts that your kids made. And real quick, Hector, I forget how much money we raised on our radiothon for you guys last year. And I know some folks are still making donations because when they hear about the camp, they want to be part of the camp. But what does the camp do? What does it provide for people?
For the last 10 years, we've been bringing underprivileged kids to camp. And we get kids from all sorts and sizes, all races. And we love that they just go out there and have a great time and just play like kids. And that's the beauty of our camp. It gets them away from violence, gets them away from drugs, from all the negative things from the city. And the city's so noisy, and it's just rough for kids to deal with trauma. So I think our camp is an outlet for the kids just to get away and seek some peace.
If you go to citykidscamp.com, you'll learn more about it. There's videos there of the kids and us cleaning the place, too, for that matter. We have so much fun on that weekend, Hector. I know you know that. But your wife cooks great food for everybody, both the kids campers and also all of us adults when we come down that weekend. We have a happy sort of social hour, get acquainted Friday evening. And then everybody's there first thing Saturday morning. You serve a great breakfast. And then last year we had, 50 or 100 people that fanned out, all had assignments, and we did the work. Some of us went home Saturday night. Some stayed and finished the jobs on Sunday. Any special requests or requirements for us this coming year, Hector? What are we going to do?
This year we're basically going to have 6 weeks of camp. So last year we had 4 weeks of camp. We're growing because the demand is high. So we're adding two additional weeks, and we're going to have roughly about 200 kids per week.
Wow.
So we're looking at bringing in 1,200 kids.
Mm.
So there's a lot of cabins to clean, paint, a lot of brush to take care of. And so we bring new activities every year just to give the kids more activities. And so this year we weren't able to get our inflatable obstacle course. So that's one of the primary things that we're going to do this year is basically lay it out, stake it, and connect it, and hopefully it's not holy.
Yeah, you don't mean blessed, you mean damaged. And as I recall,
story,
that inflatable obstacle course is really cool. You just imagine what it looks like, various challenges for kids, inflatable, and they run, and climb, and do all these fun things. It's safe, and it's athletic, and it's not a video screen. You want your kids to do this. You bought it, but then because of the tariffs, it was held up in port. Wasn't that the story?
It was held in port for about a month and a half, till the tariffs came down, and then I basically told them to release it, and they actually sent it, and we got it the week after camp was over, so after our fourth week.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get that thing. Go ahead, finish that thought, Hector.
I wanted to mention that this year we're looking to bring in more kids, so we're looking for more organizations to partner up and to send more kids to camp. We want to expand our mission. And, John, you've had such a great voice, and we thank you, the WGN listeners, for helping us out, and we couldn't have done it without you.
Is it enough to say, it's nice of you to say, Hector, it's my pleasure, and I know our listeners appreciate you. What do you want us to do? If we clicked on your website, would that be the ask today?
That would be great. Volunteer during May 1st would be awesome. And when you volunteer on May 1st, over the years, we've seen that we've made so many great friends. So I think the friendship turns into family, and I consider everyone a part of our family. So we love everyone that helps us out.
So if you as an individual or your business or your club wants to somehow help this organization and help these kids, go to citykidscamp.com. You'll find the information you need there. You can reach out. We haven't asked people to sign up for the cleanup weekend yet. I just wanted them to know May 1st is the date. Circle that on your calendar. My best to Bob Evans and your wife and your family, because each one of you put so much effort into this. And we'll see you in the new year, Hector.
Thank you.